give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are white," it answered, "as white as the foam of the sea, and whiter than the snow upon the mountain. But go to my brother, who grows round the old sundial, and perhaps he will give you what you want."
So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing round the old sundial. "Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are yellow," it answered, "as yellow as the hair of the mermaiden who sits upon an amber throne, and yellower than the daffodil that blooms in the meadow before the mower comes with his scythe. But go to my brother, who grows beneath the student's window, and perhaps he will give you what you want."
So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing beneath the student's window. "Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are red," it answered, "as red as the feet of the dove, and redder than the great fans of coral that wave and wave in the ocean cavern. But the winter has chilled my veins, and the frost has nipped my buds, and the storm has broken my branches, and I shall have no roses at all this year."
"One red rose is all I want," cried the nightingale. "Only one red rose. Is there no way by which I can get it?"
"There is a way," answered the tree, "but it is so terrible that I dare not tell it to you."
"Tell it to me," said the nightingale. "I am not afraid."
"If you want a red rose," said the tree, "you must build it out of music by moonlight and stain it with your own heart's blood. You must sing to me with your breast against a thorn. All night long you must sing to me, and the thorn must pierce your heart. And your lifeblood must flow into my veins and become mine."
"Death is a great price to pay for a red rose," cried the nightingale, "and life is very dear to all. It is pleasant to sit in the green wood and to watch the sun in his chariot of gold, and the moon in her chariot of..."